Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. We're just going to jump into this because I got Sonia Schmidt joining me. I always love having...
love that music. When I hear... I go in the market sometimes.
Yeah?
And I hear that music and I'm going, Joe Messina's here.
You know, my little granddaughter used to sit there and she'd be eating and she'd hear the music and she'd stop and she'd start bouncing up and down like she was,
you know,
dancing. I thought that was a kick too.
It's a great thing.
So I'm looking over my shoulder and I guess there's another one of them all women shows called the Talk on CBS.
Oh, so, I heard about that.
Are you
that.
Familiar with that? Yeah. Well, today they come out and they said. The ills of society are the foundation is in white women.
Is in what? Oh, white women?
Yeah. White women really drive the ills of society. And I don't even know how to answer that.
So what are they saying is the explanation of that? You just can't throw something out like that.
Well, I mean, it's right here. I'm looking at it over my shoulder, and I can't obviously listen to it, but I'm kind of reading it as it goes by, and they're showing a lot of clips of, you know, the Karens, if you would, of the world, right? They're always white women that are yelling at somebody for doing something. So now it's always their fault. I don't know. I just get a kick out of it.
Okay, first of all, Karen clips are hysterical. So
whether you
believe it or not, you gotta watch Karen clips. I happen to have some friends who are Karens. Luckily, I could tell them because they're my friends and I love them and I know their heart. You're being a Karen right now. So that's not a problem. But they didn't create the market. They didn't create what's going on in, you know, in advertising and all that. If what they're talking about is that white women rule because of marketing, yeah, that's been that way for years. But black women have been able to, through music videos and modeling and. Listen, when I was young, which was like 150 years ago, there was one black model, you know, and there was Jane Kennedy, who was a black woman who didn't look anything like me, and then there was Naomi Campbell, who was a dark-skinned black woman who was at this African-looking thing. She was beautiful. I had two people. I had no makeup. You couldn't go to the department store and buy makeup for my color skin.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, now. And we were talking earlier about alopecia and wigs and all that, and I rock the wigs now. Like, I think I probably look like Wendy Williams right now. But that wasn't That wasn't afforded to me when, as a young woman. That did not happen. It only became, it only came because black women became a market. It was marketable.
You got to hear this. I'm not going to let you get away without hearing this. Okay, so here is, I told you before we went to the break, apparently white people holding hands on the street are triggering to black folks.
Okay, what does that mean? Well, how so?
I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
And you're going to take notes, and you're going to tell me what's up.
Okay. Here we go.
Know that every person of color has been on the receiving end of this, so my video is actually more for white people, actually. This is a serious question, and I would like a serious answer in my comment section or a stitch. Are y'all aware that y'all often take up space with disregard for the people of color around you? If there's any confusion, I can give you guys an example. I'm from New York City. Sometimes a sidewalk is narrow to the point where there's only enough room for two modes of traffic, one going and one coming. But that has never stopped white people from walking side by side and holding hands and expecting you to either stand and wait for them to pass or walk in the street if you need to keep going. Are you guys aware that this is something that you do, or is it something that happens by accident? Because people of color are taught to be aware of how much space they're taking up at all times. So watching you guys take up space without even thinking about it is mind-blowing to a lot of us.
Well, there you go. So apparently...
Joe.
I mean, there's more to this. I want you to hear the rest of it, but it's amazing to me, right? So we take up too much... Actually, that's all right. There's no more to it. We take up too much space. I'm sorry if we do. I apologize for taking up space.
Very good, John. But what it's doing is it's telling people, here's their ultimate lesson, is to tell people not to love. And when people touch hands, I happen to think that holding hands is one of the most intimate things that people can do.
I agree.
So they are trying to get people to not love. And then they're saying we as black people are so sensitive. Oh, and I hate to say this. I've said this to my children. I'm sure I've said this to my other black friends, but I rarely see black couples holding hands, and it saddens me. When I see a couple like smash facing and kissing and like ravishing each other in the streets, being romantic, it's never a black couple. I don't know how that got squashed out of us.
Well, we're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Aww.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead.
ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen.
Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You're back. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know, if you're not part of the solution, what do I say? Come on, everybody at the same time. Yeah, you're part of the problem. That's kind of where I go with it. And so I'm going to be back with us in a minute. Had some minor, major technical difficulties, but we'll bring it right back. You know, again, as I always say to you guys, you people, there's so much going on. You got to pay attention. You got to get engaged. You got to be involved. You got to pay attention. Because if you don't, seriously, in all seriousness, if you don't, who else can people depend on to bring the truth forward? I was you know, I've been doing this biblical citizenship class put on by, actually it was laid out by Patriot Academy. And they have gone out of their way, because I am amazed at how many Christians, and there's two versions of the class. One is biblical, Bible-based. The other one is, you know, constitutional alive, and it's a little different. So, but both classes, both ways of doing this, will get you more of an understanding. Y'all think you understand. Y'all, listen to me. I picked it up from that lady. You all think you understand the Constitution. You all think you understand what's going on. I thought I was not a guru, but I thought I had a good grasp on it too. And I found that I didn't. Which did not make me happy. Gotta tell ya. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I mean, just seriously. You gotta get involved. You gotta get engaged. You gotta be part of the solution. It's the only way you fix it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And trying to reconnect, bear with me, trying to reconnect with Sonia. I don't think she can, I don't think she can hear me right now, but we'll get her back on in a second. Anyway, you got to take these classes so you can get informed. You got to take these classes so you can understand what's going on. It's really the only way. Once you get, I talk about this all the time. Once you get informed, it's all, what do they say? What do the kids say now? It's all good. Because once you get informed, you know exactly what's going on. You know exactly what you need to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged. Get involved. So, if you keep it, and again, like I said, we'll bring it back on in a minute. If you keep an eye, let's go to education for a second while I'm waiting for this to come back. If you keep an eye on what's going on with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, when it comes to what's going on in education in their schools, and Sony could talk about this a little bit too, you'll see little nuances of what's going on with your kids. You'll see what they're being taught. You'll see some of the things you'll be able to make happen. And write the teachers a note. I mean, apparently there was a great lesson that Sonia's grandson learned today. And it had everything in the world to do with, you know, taxes. And the teacher had the wherewithal to work through it. I'll let Sonia explain it when we get her back on. But ultimately what happened was the teacher would take bits and pieces of the money she gave them, the money they earned or whatever, away from them. It was, I thought it was great. Hey, shut up. Don't do that. I thought it was great because you see that meme that's going around, and you really shouldn't use the meme as an, I shouldn't use it as an example, but whatever. But you see that meme going around where it says, you know, teach your kids about the government. And, you know, when you buy them an ice cream, eat a third of it. Right off the top, just take it away from them. I thought it was a great idea myself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55, there I am. 855-732-5563. Do little things, and I'm not talking about when they're 3 years old either, okay? But do little things. Right? So they get a clue as to what it's going to be like later on. I used to give them chores around the house that they had to do to be part of the family. Then I'd give them chores they could do to make some money back, you know, or make some money. And so they had to do extra work. Oh, my God, to make some money, they had to do extra work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. My whole screen is dead, but I can do this on my own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when she comes back on too, I still don't think it was anybody else. I still don't think it was that guy's fault that he was talking to the young lady and specifically telling her that she just wasn't his kind, wasn't his type, if you would. And I guess you got to be really honest with, you know, when it comes to dating, especially, you got to be really honest with people. Oh, God bless. So does Joey B. Gunnison, I'm tap dancing now. Does Joey B. Gunnison to World War III or what? In all honesty, I hope to God not, because I don't know who's running the place. Remember the other day when he made comments about Putin? Almost immediately after he made, within minutes, the White House was walking back his comments, walking back some of the things that he was saying. Well, if that's the case, what happened? They pick up the phone and call him like in 2.5 minutes after he got off the stage? Ask him, hey, do you know what you just said? I don't think that happened at all. I know some of you would like to believe that happened, but I don't think that's how it went down. As I've said a million times, he's not running the show. There's no way. At least I don't believe he is. Doesn't mean he's not. And God bless. Can somebody put duct tape on his mouth? Right? Let me see if I can get her back on now. Is she there?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Everything went dead.
Holidays.
You know?
You know what? Joe Biden's getting us used to all these problems.
Well, you know, I heard somebody talking earlier today saying, look, they're setting them up to take them down. I said, that's great. Then who would we get? Kamala Harris? Oh. For real? Don't look at me like that. You're scaring me.
No, there's something else going on. They know, because they're equally taking her down. They're showing all of her worst clips, okay? So they're not saying, we're going to get rid of Biden so we can bring this girl in. They're going, we don't like either. I saw something today about Obama.
Who's the next one in line?
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of the Ukrainian parliament met with members of Congress as Ukrainians continue to defend themselves against an invasion from Russia. Anastasia Radina is one of those parliament members. She tells Fox News the tide of the war is changing, and so is Ukraine's strategy.
The main goal was to urge the U.S. together with partners to actually provide more lethal weapons to Ukraine. We believe that our only option to establish peace in Ukraine is to win. And in order to win, we need to be getting some military assistance we were not getting before.
The United States has already provided billions of dollars worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the early days of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Machina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get involved and you do get engaged. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. God bless him. You know, he's still helping us out. He's still helping out conservatives, conservative talk show hosts, and other causes. He's also got Frank's speech out there. And you can take a look at that as well if you want to. But we all need pillows. We all need mattresses. We all need... Oh, somebody just got some sheets that I know of. I don't know if she's used
Hello?
Them yet.
Hello?
Did you use them?
I washed those babies, and I've been sleeping on them all week, and I've been... I don't know what is special about them. I really don't know because I've bought some really special sheets. But these are just, they're lovely. So I would recommend these sheets. And
they're comfortable, aren't they?
Yes. I think that's the best word. They're very comfortable. And I'm a snob. I'm really kind of a... They're very comfortable, and I like them. I just took them off today to rewash them to put them back on, but I'm loving them. Yeah. And I love Mike Lindell. I love his story. I love what he's done for the country. I love what he's put himself out there to do. So I respect him as a hero, as an American patriot. I'm so afraid that he... But this is my nature as a woman. I'm so afraid that he will lose. But I don't think we should let him lose. No,
we should be backing him, fighting for him. Stop buying pillows at the Five and Dime. Save a few bucks. Get them from him. Matter of fact, he's given up. I think he was giving... I'll have to check. I think it was to the end of the month. But he was also giving out a free gift of his book with every order.
He's a wonderful man. He's an interesting man.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, there's few and far between. A
functioning cokehead is his words.
Amazing story. And if you don't, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I hope you guys buy his products. They're wonderful. I have a few of his. But I just think that he is saving America single-handedly, using his own money, And he's not the pretty picture. He's not what the liberals have. He's not glitz and glamour. And it makes us open our eyes and to go, let's just listen to people. You know?
Yep.
Let's just listen to people.
Well, he's out there. And the nice thing about it is when he tells his story, when he's talking to somebody, when he's pushing somebody to do better, he can actually look at them and say, oh, no, there's no way you're in worse shape than I was. Okay.
That's true, but he doesn't even say that. He just embraces people where they are. And then the liberals are trying to shut down his website to help addicts. How evil. How much evil does that take? Where do you buy that kind of evil?
Well, they don't believe that they do anything. They don't believe that their way of thinking, their idea of what's right and wrong is correct, and it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you can prove to them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, they don't believe in good and evil.
No.
They don't believe in slaughtering a bunch of babies. And all. They don't believe that's evil. They think it's a woman's choice. They don't believe that teaching children in schools about transgender and pushing that agenda is evil. They don't believe it because they have no connection with good and evil. They're not. I've said this before on your show. They're godless, soulless ghouls. So
I was on a show this morning where that's what he said. They're godless, soulless people, and it's true.
Yeah,
you know, they're godless, soulless people.
Who said that on your show?
Oh no, I was on a show this morning.
Oh, okay.
Out of Houston, and it's a true statement when you think about it. I mean, again, I don't want to broad brush to the point where I'm going to say everyone is, but no, the rank and file, the middle of the road rank and file Dems may not be, but when you get to the hardcore lefties, the only god that exists for them are themselves.
I don't give them that much grace, because even the useful idiots. Because I have relatives in that category. I have relatives that think they're Christians, but they don't show a Bible in their church. Heck no. So they're godless. Soulless, if you go, it's a woman's right to choose, then you're soulless. And ghouls is just one of those fun things that I throw in. But they're really creepy people, and somehow this group has become the boss of us.
Because we're afraid. We're a bunch of cowards. We don't open our mouths and tell them to go pound sand.
Exactly. And it's evidenced by what we saw at the Oscars. Will Smith smacked this guy, and everybody's clapping like seals, like Nancy Pelosi at an inaugural, the State of the Union address. And we don't stop and go, wait, what are we saying here? This is, even when Jim Carrey comes out and says, we're doing the wrong thing. When Jim Carrey comes out and says,
you should stop and give it a second thought,
You need to stop and give it a second thought.
Well, all right, I want to switch gears on you about Clarence Thomas for a second. You know, when he went to the hospital, you heard about the professor at UCLA, the head of diversity and inclusion and all that other garbage they use, terms that they use. He came out in a tweet and he said that, I'm just going to say what everybody is thinking, and we all wish that Clarence Thomas would die while he's there. You know, wish death on him there in the hospital. And on top of that, now I didn't get this story till afterward, but later on somebody asked Pelosi, about Thomas, and then said, hey, do you think he should recuse himself for anything that comes in from the 2020 election cases? And she says, I don't think he should ever have been appointed.
Oh, my Jesus.
Right? So, I mean, shouldn't he be the poster boy for what they've pushed in the past, right? Here's a black man that, came up and came through it. He's now a trustee a justice on the highest court in the land in the United States of America. You would think that we'd be running around with a trophy for this.
All right. Well, Joe, once again.
He goes again.
Once again. You're going to the common sense well. No, that's not what they do. They hate him. They're upset that he was ever confirmed.
Yep.
And, okay, I'm going to play conspiracy theorist girl here. Don't you find it a little odd that he wound up in the hospital on the same day that Ketanji Jackson Brown started her confirmation hearings? Just saying.
Well, at least they didn't put a pillow over his head. Tell him not to go hunting.
Exactly. You know,
he's become outspoken. I mean, he is now becoming more outspoken. He used to never ask questions, during a hearing. He used to never really write negative stuff when the Supreme Court as a whole made a decision to go in a certain direction or not take up a case. And now he's writing all the time. This has got to be scaring him.
Hopefully he's seeing what he's up against.
I don't think he's a stupid man. I do not believe he's a stupid man.
Absolutely not.
No.
But I think that also what he's seeing is what this country is seeing and what we're up against. Mm-hmm. We're up against not only spiritual warfare, which is what we've talked about for a while, but this whole globalism thing that's happening is something that has to be dealt with. And I think people like Clarence Thomas sort of see it and see how it's not a part of the American, it's not a part of the Constitution.
Right.
So I think there are only people like Clarence Thomas who are really standing in that breach that are protecting America. But I don't want to be negative, but I don't know that there's many people who are doing that. I mean, I was sad when Sotomayor became a Supreme Court justice, and I was like, well, if this happens, we're doomed. Well, it happened. And now we have Ketanji Jackson Brown.
Yeah, this is going to be quite interesting to see how this goes down. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the lady that should be the justice. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. You got to get informed. So I apologize. We had some technical difficulties earlier. So I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring her back on. Always enjoy her time with me, and I know you know what you should do? You should put a blood pressure cuff on during the show so we can see how your blood pressure pops all over. Or what are the mood rings? Remember the mood rings?
I have one of those, actually.
You don't.
I so totally do.
Oh, my God. All right. Whatever you
say. That's a great idea because I think what's going on today in America is killing me. That's not a lovely thought, but it's really working my nerves.
Well, it's great. But listen, I was serious about that from a standpoint of, you know, you look at what's going on there, and your blood pressure doesn't go up because you're getting all caught up in the politics of it, but you see the real damage that it's doing to our children. You know, an article I just came across, and it's not from a WAC publication. It says the LA Unified looks into tutoring. Now, parents' confidence takes a major nose drop towards education in L.A. It's about time they woke up to this.
We'll
see what happens. So, L.A. Unified School District is troubled by... not only do they have a declining academic performance, but they have declining enrollment, too. And I think I told you this. What was it? The Black and Hispanic community. Black community has gone from 16% to 28% in homeschooling for kids who have homeschooled. And the Hispanic community is double too, but it's still in low double digits. But they better get their act together because they're going to lose money, big money. There was just a recent a poll taken of LAUSD parents. 70% of them, or 73% of them, said they don't think their kids are getting a good education.
Now, Joe. I'm going to tell you something from the Hollywood perspective, and I don't know if it applies to the school board. But one of the things that I used to bring up in Hollywood is they had failing viewership. They were losing money in movies, television, whatever. They did not care. They were all about projecting their agenda. I'm wondering, just throwing it out there, if it's the same thing in the school districts, is that, yeah, they know that there's a certain amount of people that are going to pull their kids out, that are going to be dissatisfied, but do they care? Because they're going to keep pushing their agenda to the point, and parents, and then when you lower the economy, when you change things for people who can't afford to stay home and raise their children, are they willing to just ride that out? I mean, I just don't know if these numbers make any difference to them. Because I worked in Hollywood, and those numbers meant nothing to them.
Well, to those people, but see, now you've got... Now, again, I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I don't know how many of these parents really pay attention to education and that kind of stuff. But when you've got 73% of the parents in Los Angeles and their kids are being forced to go to Los Angeles school district,
right?
You have to stop and say, you know, even the ones that aren't well educated are seeing a massive change in how their kids are being educated, and they're concerned.
Right. Concerned and making change are two different things.
True. I'll give you that. But they're showing up. I've seen some of the vids. But you're right. I mean, the board has to make the changes ultimately, and the parents have to be on it.
The parents have to say we're 73% and we're 70% of pulling our kids. That's when the money makes a difference. But I'm telling you, 70% of parents don't think that they can homeschool. They don't know what they're going to do otherwise. They don't know. They can't work and take care of their children. They've got us between a rock and a hard place.
You can't give up.
No, and I think you have to, and I talked to both of my children about, you have to lose some of the things that you desire. No, you're not going to be able to live this way and take your kids to that, do this sort of thing. You got to cut some of that stuff out. It's sacrifices. But would you rather make those sacrifices and put your kids in a school that's telling them that transgenderism is to be celebrated? That they can't even read?
Look, in Florida, they're all upset. Was it kindergarten through third grade? You can't talk about sexual orientation and all that other stuff. And I'm thinking,
it's common sense.
Who?
And then they said 60% of the parents believe in this across the board, whether it's independents, Democrats, Republicans, I think rate even higher. But are they going to make a change? Are they going to make it hurt them for doing this? No. And then, oh boy, my kid wants to go to Disney World for his birthday.
Well, I follow some of the social media, you know, platforms, and I'm looking at them, seeing there's a lot of people, you know, dropping their Disney stock, took a nosedive today. I don't know if you know that.
No, I got to do that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and a lot of them were saying, look, we're selling the Disney stock. We're unsubscribing from the Disney Channel, that kind of stuff. And I've been screaming about that now, saying, look, there's PureFlix out there. It's a Christian-owned company. There's people like John Sullivan, you know, directors, producers that are making Christian-based, family-based movies. Support them. Give them the money. Make sure your money's going to where it needs to go to, and not to organizations that hate what you stand for, and will give money to things that have nothing to do with you, right?
They do this for you because we don't know where else to go. When I worked for Disney, and this was many, many years ago, I met many parents when I told them what I was doing, and they go, thank you, because we can turn Disney Channel on and our kids can watch it and we can leave the room and we don't have to worry about it. It's not the same anymore.
Not anymore. Nope. Not going to happen. But and it's why people have to stay vigilant. Watch what your kids are taking home.
Right.
Go through the books. Right?
It's sad. You have to
stay. Why do kids have more rights than parents? I want to know when that happened.
I can tell you.
No, are you seriously? You know, this is my room. You can't come in here and go, oh really? Okay.
Yep.
We'll see how that works out for you. Call the police. Tell them I'm trespassing in your bedroom.
Absolutely, Joe. I don't know what we have a big fight, and we have to have a lot of energy, and we can't do what we did in the past. It's just as simple as
that. You're right. And we have to stay on it. You know? All right, come on. We'll have some fun with some more. The Cal State system now has decided to ditch the SAT and the ACT. They cite the inequity and unfairness of these high-stress tests lower socioeconomic groups.
I agree. All right. That's the soft bigotry of low expectations.
Yeah. They love it. I don't know what they think they're going to... is going to happen with this, because do they think that they're going to make stronger people? I mean, if it gets tough for you, my expectation now as an adult coming out of the LAUSD school system or the Cal State school system is that my boss will lower the standards for me to make my paycheck?
No, and they're not going to do that. It's just to make them all feel good about themselves.
I love this stuff. I eat this stuff up because I see it come by my desk.
Yeah, but it drives me nuts and my blood pressure. So, or we can
do the thing where you or something like that. I don't know. They make some noise of some kind, but and there are schools across now. This is California only, so there's schools across the country that still require these. As a way to see your scores and whether they want to let you in or not, but so California is going to fight the rest of the country to say you've got to lower your standards, not just because we did, but you know, with COVID-19 and everything else that was going on, these kids aren't really they're not ready for this. Hold them back a year or two, help them out.
What shocks me, like I said, you know that I bought a home in South Dakota because I'm done with all this. I'm out of here. I got one foot out and then the other foot in a banana peel. And then when I talk to people in South Dakota, and they're going, why are so many people in California coming here? Well, don't you know?
That's about right.
Like, you don't know what's going on in California. They have no idea.
Really?
So, however, they have no, Joe, they have no idea. So,
What's their facial expression when you explain anything that's going on?
They're so adorable. I want to kiss everybody. Even when I called the office to do a permit to do a remodel on my house, and they go, how can I help you?
You look at the photo and went, no, this can't be real.
Oh, and that'll be $15. I hope that's not too much for you. Thanks for doing business with us. They're adorable people.
All right, people. Thanks for putting up with us. Appreciate the time you spend with us. God bless. Have a great weekend. Sonia Schmidt, you catch her here every Friday. Seriously. God bless. Have a great weekend.